Folks, we have done this show many times over. You and I have constantly thanked you for making the show what it is. I have acknowledged your maturity, the depth of your thoughts and contributions you bring to the show. Folks, I have said that some of the topics we have discussed here, and done so with high level of decency and civility, could have caused World War III on other platforms. But somehow we manage it. So I do not take you for granted one bit. Now this is part three of If I Were a Candidate, What Message Would I Be Preaching? Part one, I talked about keeping the e-levy, adding the road tolls at the point of roadworthy renewal, and using the money to embark on the major road infrastructure road building revolution. Part two, I talked about declaring a Wear Ghana All Week policy, even to church, and how it will generate employment and create wealth and open up the economy. Today is part three. However, before I need to appeal to you, in fact, I need to beg your pardon, because I may sound patronizing. I may sound as though I am all-knowing, but it's far from it. It's just that the subject matter is sensitive and very delicate. However, folks, as a candidate, if you are not worried about it, then the jury is out on your sense of judgment. Folks, after today, it may become clear, you know, the frustrations of Nana Kwesi, the frustrations of Chairman Asantewaa, the loss of hope of Abu Mohammed, and many others whose feelings are palpable. But like I said, folks, you must pardon me. But by the end of the show, maybe even your own frustrations, you could now understand and see things differently. Deliberate and intentional. Folks, as a candidate, I will be deliberate and intentional. This culture of leaving things to chance will not and cannot happen. Things will be planned, calculated, based on actual data. Folks, so it turns out that the intelligence quotient world ranking 2024, Ghana is in the bottom 10, the whole world. IQ, last 10. Last 10. Kufa wiasi nipenina intelligence, last 10. Hona Ghana. Now, the IQ basically is the person's ability to reason, how a person can process information, make informed decision, how one can use a present situation to predict the future. IQ. And Ghana, our happy home, is in the bottom 10. Japan, Singapore, world leaders in IQ, they're in the top. We are in the last 10, the whole world. So folks, as a leader, you should be very concerned with the intelligence of the people you hope to govern. But folks, I feel our IQ, has dropped low to the point where we are unable to help ourselves. I feel we've dropped so low to the point we are unable to help ourselves. Because an IQ of 58 points is considered very, very low. In fact, it's considered as having mild mental disability. So it's a very serious issue. But folks, I have some reservations too. On this, it's a Western IQ testing, and this is because, well, they may base it on their culture, their understanding, their history, their challenges, their struggles. And therefore, maybe in actual fact, we may have scored a bit higher if they had used a method, more closer to home. But then in the same breath, folks, It's the same yardstick used to measure all the countries. So then it brings us back to reality. So one breath I'm saying that, no, hold on, maybe we could have scored higher if the, you know, the marking scheme was changed. But then you said the marking scheme is the same across board. So right then comes our excuse. Folks, after the report, I've been looking around and observing people's behavior. And I'm beginning to think that, you know, this report may be close to the fact. Folks, there are many things which just don't add up. Too many things just don't add up. And they are not necessarily rocket science either. Now, on our roads, folks, the way people behave on the roads, folks, the number of needless accidents, and every year we seem to surpass last year's records. And the passengers who sit in these cars, folks, all quiet. In spite of the recklessness, the speeding, they're quiet. And then you ask, what else can it be? Where people do not even appreciate or value their own lives. No one said, Jessica, I paid the money to sit in the car. You're not even giving me a lift. I paid. So why do you think you have to drive me to my death? Why can't you even stick by the speeding, you know, the speed limits on the road? And then you have 20, 12, 14, 30 people in the bus all driven to their deaths. Omunkari. Nobody's complaining. Folks, those riding Okada, they're on a suicide mission. Folks, those who are very cool will remove the rear view mirrors because it's not cool to have them on the bike, the motorcycle. And you are not concerned about the traffic behind you. Folks, if this is not low IQ, what will make a rider so careless? Considering you have no bumpers or side fenders, because you are the bumper, you are the side fender. And so your ability to ride with full defense is unparalleled. Yet you remove the mirrors. So whatever is happening behind you, you're not aware. And no wonder the amount of crashes and deaths and accidents in that category of vehicles. Folks, let me remind you, the footbridge at Medina, right here in Accra. Now, before it was built, you know, the Medina, you know, the media was on the case of government at all costs. The residents in the area were burning tires. At all costs, this bridge must be built. Demonstrations. And indeed, one would ask, should it even result in a demonstration before a footbridge crossing such a busy high road to be built? But anyway, after the bridge was built, a great number of people were still crossing the road, not using the bridge. So what? The military was brought in to cane them. The media spoke against it. They stopped, so now it's back to the old. You still have people crossing the road, even though they demonstrated to get a bridge. I don't know whether they needed it for decoration, whether they needed it as a design, but it's more of a marketplace than a footbridge. Folks, I hope you're getting where I'm coming from. Folks, look at what we are doing to our lands, forests, and waters. In the name of, I don't have a job. In this day and time when we know the value of the environment and climate change and all that information is available today, look at the destruction we are causing in the name of, I don't have a job. Now, I look at it and I said, maybe we were even lucky to get that 58 points. Yet in a year. Because folks, I mean, how stupid and how selfish can one be to descend this low? I mean, what IQ level allows you to poison your own water. So maybe, yeah, maybe 58, you know, is borderline mental impairment. So maybe 58 might be true, that borderline impairment. How do we argue with that? A man poisoning his own water. Not one, but literally every single available fresh water was saying. So we actually have to write a thank you letter for getting that 58. That we were not totally mad, but, you know, borderline. And so if you're going to lead such a people, you must be concerned about their reasoning. You must be concerned. Folks, today we hear unwholesome foods being given to children in schools, bagged and rebagged and hush-hush and rushed to schools after the FDA has declared it unsafe. They're not even giving it to animals, but to our children in schools. And I'm asking, where is our disgust? Where is the public uproar from the schools who got the food, the children who had the food, and even the parents whose wards are being fed this bad rice? Where's the uproar? What is it that makes us not able to react, even if the incident or the actions are against us? But folks, check this out. If the EC was to tell this same group of persons that I'm not going to register you to vote this year, you would see fire. The same people who ate the poisoned rice and the poisoned water and are quiet, who the upper catch and say, unregister no, EC. You would see fire. So what's happening? Folks, what is happening to our reasoning? What is making us so lame and laid back and unable to react? Folks, look at the caricatures who have formed churches. And the sheer open display of absolute nonsense. Yet the church is full. Folks, they hold three services in a week, three, four times in a week, full house. And it makes you wonder, folks. It makes you wonder that this IQ thing, maybe we should pay more attention to it. Because, I mean, clearly the person leading, you know, this congregation, I mean, they are on social media, they are, it's almost a dumbo. And then you ask, so is nobody in the congregation concerned about what is going on? But the church is full. So we should pay attention to this IQ thing. Even if we don't agree with it, we must pay attention that there are certain behaviors that we can't explain. So folks, if I were a candidate, maybe this learning to pass exam, we need to relook at it, where people just go to school and the main aim is just to pass the exams. Has to be relooked at. That the end result of school should not be chew, pass, but, you know, chew, pour, pass, and forget. And that you must be actually come out of school formed with some character. Folks, look at how many millions of students the state has funded to go to school, and they've all come out and passed. And so you would expect that by this time, the intelligence of the country should be going up. What did they go to do? We must relook at this thing. So yes, folks, there are many of you, particularly my listeners, my name is Romokra, who have very high IQ. Now, you see, hence your frustration. When you call and you're so frustrated and you want to come through the microphone and grab something and break it, that's the high IQ. You are frustrated with the nation and the direction it's heading. and you're feeling so helpless and you just wish something would have been done. But the point is, when they strike the average, 58. So when they strike the average, 58. And if you stand back and you look at the nation, it looks like a 58. Maybe individually, you know, you're very sharp, you're very smart. But when we look back, it looks like a 58. People who are literally borderline mental disorder. Who poisons his water? Who poisons their own water? Folks, who poisons their own children in school just for some profit? Who poisons their children in school for profit? Borderline. Folks, borderline, borderline. So even if we discuss, we discard these IQ things, last 10 kra, then what are we? What ranking and what are we? Folks, we strike an average of 58. A person with 58 IQ, folks, is very much below average in intelligence to the point of having significant mental disorder. Boy. It is imperative that whoever takes the mantle, make sure that you're going to raise the intelligence of people. Folks, nobody was born mad. Nobody was born stupid. It's just that the environment that you come to meet, the laws and the orders that you come to meet, form your judgment and your character. If I can poison water and go scot-free, if I can cross the road instead of the bridge and go scot-free, and then just looking back, folks, it is not good. It is not good. 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Look at our youth. Resort to insult at the slightest misunderstanding. Or kind of dear, did you have no patience to just find out, say, let me just inquire why A was said or B was said, they would just jump, boom, into insult. Why? Folks, why? We must be concerned. And there must be a calculated, a deliberate, and intentional plan to raise our intelligence as a people. Because this 58 may not apply to you, may not apply to the next person, but if you look at the nation, it looks like a 58. And guess who's on? Nana Kwesi Madina.
the level at which common sense and wisdom do not work in this country, man, is shocking. I always say that it looks like when it comes to Ghana, we go to school, learn, read all we have to, and in the course of it, while we gain, we get certificates in whatever it is that we pride ourselves into, we lose our common sense and wisdom during that process. So we come out and it's like common sense is not common to a scholar anymore. This Madina issue that you are talking about, you didn't even mention the driver. They've used a whole lane. I mean, that's why I pass there every day. They've used a whole one lane. So you are moving from the traffic headache to heading to Atomic or the other way around. There's traffic and you check, it's nothing on. Drivers have used one lane as parking lot where they are parked, where they are loading, where they're parked. And then you know the sad part. The police people, they are there. The police, you go and you see them standing under the traffic light. And I ask myself, they understand their job. or they just went there to stand there for fashion purposes, for us to see that, oh, police is here, so they are here, then that is all. This bridge thing, and see, me now, it goes and ends at how we are not enforcing the laws to work in this country. No, no, it's all start and end from there. Because the Ghana man who is not using the bridge and is passing under arrest, give that same person trouble. It's not, I don't even say Europe, go to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try you. Why? Why? What is the difference, Nana? It's because they don't entertain nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And Okofahwa, Onimta Ovan Wundi. Now, a Ghanaian. See, Nana, I can't count up. Me this week, many a month because you see people driving in their post car. And the next thing you see, rubber, near Toto Amontin. And the next thing you see, Piota, near Toto, Yogurt, near Toto, rubber. Sometimes I can go, I'm riding. I can go and I can say, Mother, I don't know, yes, sir. Why don't you put it in your car? I will come with your uncle who do a. Oh, baby, be now fun too. Now, twice in a thing. Oh, Nana, you see the hand gesture. Mm-hmm. Oh, pass so okay.
Mm-hmm.
And these people were dressing Shepe, a book coach, driving a fancy car, call himself a lady, call himself a gentleman. Nana, all because what? Like, we should make, Nana, see, if our common sense should work and we should enforce the law, make sure it works proper, a lot of the nonsense will stop. Oh, Nana. Nana, you don't think so?
I believe so.
If Madina here, not a driver for Oma Salah, Tintia Block, one Lemunia, Logo Munina, say a cotton, a democracy, a democo, say a fire Munina Mutia. Constant. Nobody would, Nana, Missy, and do a man too. Nobody would tell them, Obianco, Jena Hong Cafe, no parking, and I don't use the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because system is working. And it's shipping people in that. There's no difference between you're no white man. No, there's not much difference between you're no more. The only difference is that the system works there, so they know. So the person will not go and mess up for him or her to be found wanting. Unlike Ghana, whereby you do it and you walk free. So the same Ghanaian who is here who's messing everything now travels and suddenly it's a new tool. No, it's the system that's working.
And
then the person we put there at the top. So you incorporate that, it trickles down to every aspect of the country.
No, let us say good evening. And Derek is on the line. Hello, Derek.
Yes, sir.
Let me hear you, my brother.
Yeah, what yes, I greet you, sir.
I greet you back.
Nana, sometimes I keep asking myself, if God pretending to create us, or we are pretending to be created by the same God. Because I think this creator sent us even an achievement. We're supposed to be at I think about 10 or 12. Because the way we behave, like you said, if the EC should come out today and say it's not registering a segment of the people to vote, there'll be fire. And the same people that will vote for the people to rule over them will just retire and sit back and expect them to, do whatever they like with us for the 4 years. And I think it's becoming something we have to sit up. Because the whole system, Dana, I wonder. I live in a compound house, Dana. And if you look around, they pee around, they poo around, we have toilet in the house. But it's still for instance, no, they're doing all that rubbish. Excuse me to say. So it's like they are pretending to think. And that's why we have been treated this way. Because after 60 plus years of independence, look, what are we waiting for again? And we keep claiming equality with Asian tigers, like Singapore, Malaysia, and others. Are they not the same God that created them?
No, they are talking of an IQ. IQ of over 100 and stuff. So, but Gershon is in East Legon. Hello.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
Thank you for a good way.
Thank you.
The first caller, I agree with the first caller.
Mm-hmm.
That look, the whole thing is about leadership. The person we put at the particular affair.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a country, we apply a law against our opening, but it's about me. The law will not catch me. That's what is happening. If it's about my opponent, the law is working. If it's about me, the law is not working. That is the reason why, even as of now, this country, you know, parliament is not working. Because somebody feels otherwise, I also have the power. I also have the power. So they are applying the law differently. That's what is happening. Other than that, I'm telling you, my brother, what the first person said, if the law has to apply for everybody, this country will move forward.
Thank
but
you.
Because, oh, I mean, you know, I'm in power, or I'm not in power. I have the position. I can apply it the way I want it. That is the reason why we are like this.
Thank you very much. And I have Evans in North Kanishi. Hello, Evans. Hello? Evans, your line is breaking up. Hello? Hello, Evans.
Hello.
Yes, I think I can hear you.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well, sir.
Thank God.
Good.
The issue is about just having common sense. You know, we think that when pile up degrees and
Your line is really bad. If you can position yourself.
Okay.
Derek.
Yes, Nana.
Okay, let me hear you.
Yes, Nana. So the issue about the writing, Nana, like last week, the last week, what you said about, you know, at least creating jobs for ourselves and all that. What is preventing us from Nana? Buying local rice to supply to these schools. What is preventing us from at least using other things that locally made grown things that can give the kids in school nutritious three square meals in a day? But you see, the issue I take here is every politician, because I see politicians today. People that are just clamoring around for particular movements happening where they capitalize on loopholes. They see us as people having low IQ. So the few of them that think they have the high IQ are just using this. Because if you listen to what the Chief of Staff said, and then the PRO for the Education Ministry, Kwatentu said, and then what Abakwa is saying, and from my own experience, Nana, you know it. Sometimes I don't have to come out on this, but when I go to my child school and I see what is being given to them, Nana, I sometimes struggle to eat. But then I ask myself, even if my daughter were to be in school, be in the house, would I give my daughter such a food?
Derek, thank you.
So it's like we are being treated like animals. And everything is good. Look at how we treat our water bodies, the environment. Sometimes it's just sad.
Thank you very much, Derek. I share your passion. Yao, Jim Fee is on the line. Hello, Yao. Have I got Yao on the line? No, oh yeah, I'll try and call back. So if you just joined, say we're doing a series of what I would have talked or messages I would have preached if I were a candidate. I've done part one, part two, this is part three. And part three is that as a candidate, we must raise the intelligence of the nation. According to the world IQ ranking, we are ranked like 10th in the bottom. The whole world. Ghana. Ranked 10th in the bottom. And so we must lift it. And how do we do it? And I'm saying that maybe our focus on passing examination has surpassed everything. And that we should change it so that the individual going through school comes out formed with character. Hello, Claude.
Yeah, Nana, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm very good.
Yes, Nana, I just want to know, have you ever climbed any of the food bridges before?
Not in a long while.
Yes, you know, if you look at Independence, the motorway, they have tunnels under for cattle crossing and for pedestrian crossing. How come 60 years down the line, we want people to climb that kind of mountain if you have elderly people, how would they be able to climb when you can just do a tunnel across the street that is of a shorter distance? I'm wondering where our engineers are getting their training from, you know. So I think our educational system has a big problem. Just go and try climbing one of those overhead bridges and you see how difficult it is. They should tunnel the road, and that's a short distance. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 0302216541. Hello, Abu Mohammed.
Hello, good evening, Nana.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, my king. You see, I remember when Daniel Dazi was the Super Morning Show host.
Mm-hmm.
I said that until we accept that we failed and we are failures, we will not, excel again. We have to accept that we have failed. And now that failure that we failed is what we have to teach the next generation. That's the only thing we will do. We have to teach the next generation that we failed, so they should not copy any of the things that we do. For instance, like the example of the throttle you gave. If you're in a car and the driver is even receiving call and you complain, the passengers in the car who are supposed to support you, then they rather see you to be nuisance. Then you are talking too much. You are disturbing the driver. How can you be driving and hold phone and making calls? Some other time, they change money. The driver will take money and want whilst you are driving. And what conscience do you have? It is common sense. It's as common as it is, but it's never common for common people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I have George Inachimota.
Good evening, Nana.
Good evening, George.
Yeah, Nana, I think today you have actually hit the nail right on the head. I agree with you. There is a problem somewhere.
Yeah.
But where I don't agree with a lot of people, is the blaming on every issue on education. Because if we take a trouble to even investigate, we will see that the education that we are talking about, we don't even have enough. For instance, how many Ghanaians have gone to secondary school? How many Ghanaians have a first degree? How many people have master's degree in Ghana? I wish you can do that research. You see, when we were growing up, and I'm quite advanced in age, there was this book that was given to us, which was not part of the syllabus, but it was called Courtesy for Boys and Girls. Nana, when you sit on a bus and you see an elderly person, you get up and let the elderly person sit down. Now, those things are not a syllabus inclined education, but you understand?
Yes.
So I don't think it is the educational system. Our total societal fabric has gone astray, and the root cause of it all is our value system. So that is what the problem. But if you decide to look at education and lambast education and make it look as if people go to school, they go and chew, pour, pass, and forget. And I didn't go to school to chew, pour, pass, and forget. I am an educated person. Okay, my training, my vocation, and academically, I'm an MBA. But I can tell you, say, in the piano, I want you feel. You see, so one of the earlier callers said, somebody who is well dressed, sitting in a car to, what do you call it, some politics somewhere. Listen, the people who sit in cars, if you interview all of them, most of them don't have education. There is a certain joke that, with all due respect, Chema Untri drove all the way to secondary school and told his teacher, economics teacher, that, only my economics. The one I was sitting in money, but never drive or the city. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not everybody who's rich who's educated. And if we blame everything that we have on education, we'll get to a point where we'll have to, if right now we are importing labor. We are importing labor because we don't even have the education now yet. We don't have it. You do conduct a small search.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself how many people have masters in this country? How many people have doctorate degree? And you will realize that the ratio is 1:2. About 150.
George, let me engage you a little bit.
Good, I'm here.
Okay. You know, the things that we are asking or complaining about, you would assume that by class 6, dear, you should have... No, you don't even need a master's degree. It's not rocket science. I don't know. Is it too much to ask?
No. You see, to, I said, when we were growing up,
yes.
In Titiana, the mind to fear. Oh, who said Penicra or Sonyama? Oko Geniama no soa. Now, what catch you saying, Yamin Srau? As if you wish, Nana, you need it. So, it is in Titiana, which is as a result of the greed, the money. Right now, we value people on the basis of how much money they have. So, somebody who even goes to do garancy, gets money, can look at an elderly person and insult them because they can't kind of say, "Oko school now niska." So what you say? Don't go on to Oko school. Omu niska. In fact, there was one very fantastic economic teacher. Okay, the best I ever encountered.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since I've known him, he's worked. Last time I met him at Tachimota, and I knew that this guy taught me economics at Accra High School. The course not saying, Charlie, me who teach a beer with him at the SR. But the guy's working, frustrated. For don't want to go to school, no crane is car. And in the crane. So if you try to blame everything on education, we'll be missing the point.
Thank you very much, George. Thank you very much, George. But I want us to move from the wealth aspect of it and look at the indiscipline and, you know, some of the basic things that, you know, civil human beings would want to have in their environment. David is Ablekuma. Dave.
Good evening, Nana.
Let me hear you.
Yes. Sometimes I feel sad to be a Ghanaian. Why am I saying this? Why would you repackage something that is good? Something that a product you brought and you know the product is good. Now you want to repackage it and give it another name. Who does that? Only in Ghana I would like to hear such a thing. And give it to my child, a vulnerable child who is in school, to eat. What are we telling the children? What are we doing to the health of my child who is in that school? Because they know this country, no law works. Even if you go to sue the school or you sue the government, there is a judge somewhere who will rule in favor of the government. Sometimes I feel sad to be a Ghanaian, but I know one day, God will really vindicate this country. I'm sad emotionally because my child is in school and with the amount of money that I spend on here, it's so sad. Nana, good evening.
Good evening. I share your empathy seriously. I really do. That's what I was asking. How low do you stoop? How selfish do you become? For want of a better word, how stupid do you become to just pack up unhealthy food? Say, Mufankoman Kolausku. How, what happens? I mean, what triggers in the brain? Sorry, I don't know. I mean, couldn't they have mailed it for poultry feed? I don't know. But folks, if you are intending to lead, you must be concerned about this. Tofik is on the line. And hello, Tofik.
Hello.
Yes, my brother. It's been a while.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
My regards to the family.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for the good job, as always. To be honest with you, the 58, I think it should be even less, in my view, because the kind of things we see every day and the kind of things our leaders do, I think the 58, they've been charitable to us. They've been very, very charitable with us. Because our president, His Excellency, he's very good at giving speeches. But when it comes to actions, zero.
But Tofik, this one, I don't want you to narrow it down to president too, because it's a yin you now.
Yes. If you say leader and show example, we the people will follow automatically.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell us that what are we living, tell the global world, that what are we living for our kids and for our grandchildren as a father and as a grandfather. And back home, it's different because the basic thing or the basic necessity of life is water. And now you can't even speak about.
Oh, Dominic is my last caller. Hello, Dominic.
Hello. I want to understand something. Okay?
Sure.
Why is the minister pretending that this is sort of a conspiracy theory and it never happened? I don't get it, because we can all see clearly. We've seen videos of the rice. I don't understand our leaders. And you see, it's happening everywhere. This procurement issue, trying to get substandard stuff, and then overcharge the state for it to make a huge profit. It's happening everywhere, especially in this government. Even India, even in the digitization noise they are making, it's happening there. Go, if you go and look at Dr. Baumier's website, it's basically about a $50 theme that he bought from a website called Envato Code Kenya. Lord knows the millions that they've charged him to use that as his website. You look at the apps, same thing. And you see, this is how ECG was even hacked. And it is the same procurement problem. Now it's about to kill our children. You say it, and then you have the minister pretending that this is it is a conspiracy theory. I just don't understand our leaders, man.